Welcome to Deed and Bee College. Today we're taking a plain jungle-style 808 tail and turning it into a proper old-school D&B base weapon. The goal is simple: crisp enough to punch through the break, dusty enough to feel authentic, and controlled enough to survive a club system. In jungle and early D&B, the bass is not just a sub-note, it's part of the groove identity. It can act like a short sub-hit with a front edge, a call-and-response answer to the snare, or a tail note that sits underneath the break without smearing everything. If you get this right, the bass feels heavy, sly, and a little unstable in the best possible way. Let's start with the source. Load your 808 tail into simpler or sampler and make sure it behaves like a deliberate single note, not a loose accidental tail. Trim the start so there isn't dead air before the hit, and get the attack landing where it actually helps the groove. If the sample is already too long, stop and fix that first. A good source saves you from fighting the chain later. Now tune it to the track. Don't just tune it to sound correct in isolation. Tune it so it sits with the key and the drum pattern. Use Ableton's tuner, or the piano roll and transpose, and aim for the note to feel stable against the kick. In old-school jungle, the bass usually works best when it reinforces the root or fifth, but doesn't become too melodic. Why this works in D&B is because the break already carries a lot of high-end movement and pitch-like noise. The bass needs to be harmonically clear without becoming busy. Next, shape the transient. If the front of the note is too soft, use the amplitude envelope, or simpler's envelope, to give it a sharper start. Keep the attack very fast, and shorten the decay and release until the note reads like a bass hit instead of a long wash. A useful starting point is near zero attack, a decay somewhere around 120 to 300 milliseconds depending on tempo, and a short release. The note should speak quickly, then get out of the way. What to listen for here? First, does the bass have a clear front edge when the break is busy? Second, is it still warm after the attack, or did you turn it into a tiny stab that lost the low-end body? You want crisp, not clicky. The snare still needs space to crack. Now we build the jungle character, and this is where the sound really comes alive. Split the bass into two jobs. One chain stays clean and low. The other chain carries the dusty mids. An auto effect rack is perfect for this. On the sub chain, keep it simple. Use EQ8 if needed, remove unnecessary mud, and keep the low end focused and mono-friendly. On the dusty chain, high pass somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz so the sub stays clean. Then add saturator, maybe a little overdrive or amp, and a filter if you want the tone to move a bit. The point is not to make the bass obviously distorted. The point is to create a mid-range dust layer that feels worn, grainy, and alive. You want it to speak on small speakers and still keep that 90s pressure. If you want a cleaner version, use gentle saturation and filtering only. If you want a rougher old-school edge, push the drive a little more and tame it back with EQ. Both approaches are valid. Pick the one that matches the track. Keep the sub separate and disciplined. This matters a lot. If the dusty layer starts carrying too much low end, the bass might sound huge in solo, but weak and unstable in the mix. In mono, it should still feel like one solid object. If it falls apart in mono, your mid layer is doing too much work. Now add movement, but keep it subtle. This style usually works better with phrase-based changes than with big wobble motion. Use auto filter or tiny filter envelope changes to open the mid layer slightly on accented notes and close it on weaker ones. A small lift at the end of a phrase can make the bass feel performed instead of looped. You can also add a little extra drive on the last note before a turnaround. Just keep it restrained. What to listen for now? Does the bass feel like it's breathing with the bar, or is it just sitting there? And when the filter moves, does it add attitude without making the bass feel modern and synthetic in the wrong way? The sweet spot is subtle. A little movement goes a long way in jungle. Once the sound is working, print it to Audino if you can. That lets you chop, reverse, and tighten the tail with much more precision. Advanced producers do this all the time, because it's faster to commit and arrange than to endlessly tweak one live chain. Now place it against the break and use the snare as your reference point. This is the real test. In jungle, the bass often works best when it answers the snare or leaves room around the snare hit. Try landing the note just before the snare for pull, just after the snare for weight, or on an offbeat to push the groove forward. You're not just designing a bass sound here. You're designing a phrase. A solid arrangement idea is to keep the first couple of bars restrained, then add one extra note or a slightly dirtier answer in the next phrase. Maybe the tail gets a little longer in one section, then shorter again in the turnaround. That kind of contrast keeps the loop moving without forcing new melodic material. If the bass masks the snare crack, shorten the tail or reduce the mid-range drive. If it feels weak, let the decay breathe a little more or add a touch more harmonic content. The bass should sit behind the snare and still feel powerful. That balance is the whole game. Be careful with the release. Tiny timing changes matter a lot in jungle because the drums are so active. A tail that's just a little too long can smear into the next kick or snare and kill the momentum. A tail that's just a little too short can feel nervous and thin. A very useful habit is to make one version that's slightly too short and one that's slightly too long, then choose the better fit from those two. That's often where the right answer lies. For mixed discipline, use EQ8 to clean up any ugly low-mid buildup, especially around 200 to 400 Hz if it starts boxing up. Add light, compression only if you really need tiny dynamic control. Don't flatten the transient. That crisp front is part of the character. Keep the overall bass headroom sensible, so the kick and snare still own the top of the mix. Why this works in DNB is because the bass is not trying to dominate every frequency. It's supporting the break, challenging it a little and leaving room for the drum language to stay alive. That's what gives old-school jungle bass its tension and its swagger. One more useful pro move: version the sound by function, not by prettiness. Make one version for the open drop, one for the busier break section, and one for the transition or turnaround. A cleaner tail for one part of the arrangement, a dustier one for another, a slightly longer one when you want weight hanging in the air. That gives you real arrangement tools, not just one best sound that only works in the loop. Let's wrap this up. The winning formula is simple. Tune the 808 tail properly, split the sub from the dusty mids, keep the low-end mono and controlled, shape the transient so it speaks fast, and place the notes so it works with the snare instead of fighting it. If it sounds good solo but weak in the drop, shorten the tail, reduce low-mid haze, and check mono. If it sounds too polite, add a little more attitude in the dusty layer, not the sub. Your next move is to build the 4-bar exercise or the full 8-bar challenge. Use one 808 tail only, stock Ableton devices only, and make 3 versions, one tight and punchy, one dusty and main, and one longer transition version. Keep the note count low. Let phrasing do the work. That's the real old-school move. Now go make it heavy, dusty, and exact.